Every once in a while, I like to compose. I very rarely compose tunes, but I like to write words for tunes from time to time. And one morning last week, I actually wrote words to a tune while I was driving to Queens early in the morning. I didn't write. I kept like making voice notes. It was a very emotional drive. I was in tears. I was making voice notes. It was a whole Baruch Hashem, I got in safely. So I want to share with you, with the chabura, that's the iron center of the yeshiva that's here on a matzah tainis to learn Torah. I want to share with you that tune and to tell you a little hakdama about it. But first, I have to bring you to the mindset of the tune. And to do that, you have to understand the yisoid about Purim. And I'm going to get myself into all kinds of trouble because I'm going to, with tremendous covet and trepidation, I'm going to slightly disagree with something that the Rosh Hashiva said. I heard him say it in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to slightly disagree. In learning, of course, not in anything else. But let's start from the beginning, okay? You know what? Let's start with what he said. We were in Eretz Yisrael, we were in Aish, and they were doing a Q&A. And somebody made the mistake of asking him about getting drunk on Purim. Some of you sound like you've asked him. And he said his shita about drinking on Purim, shared his shita about it. And mitoich dvarav, kedarkoi bakoidesh, he shared it with many, many Divrei Torah. And one of the Divrei Torah, he said some brilliant Divrei Torah. And one of the Divrei Torah that he said was about the Pasuk and the Megillah that talk about, the Pesukim that talk about the institution of the day of Purim. And it says in the Pesukim, there's two Pesukim. One of them says, Al kein ha-yehudim ha-prazim ha-yoshim ba-ori ha-prazis oisim v'syarim ha-boas ha-lachay d'shada simcha u-mishte v'yomtif u-mishlayach manis ha-shlarei ehu. And then there's another pasuk, there's a lot to say about these two pasukim, but there's another pasuk that says, la-asay so-yosim yamei mishte v'simcha u-mishlayach manis ha-shlarei ehu matanis le-avyoinim. So he was aiming on the fact that in the first pasuk it says simcha and then mishta, and in the second pasuk it says mishta and then simcha. And he said the difference is, because, and I see that some of you know his Torah on this, that the difference is that in the first pasuk it mentions the word yomtif. And the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Hayomid Beis says that initially they were going to make Purim a yomtif be'isr malacha. It would be like a yomtif derabbanan. We would make kiddush and so on and so forth. It would be a yomtif. And then they decided not to do that. They decided not to make it a yomtif with Isser Malacha. So he said, if it's a yomtif with Isser Malacha, then the whole day is a day of simcha. So there's simcha, and also there's a suda, umishta. But if it's a day without Isser Malacha, so it doesn't have a din of simcha, the whole day doesn't have a din of simcha, so then you sit down to your mishta, and then the simcha comes out from the mishta, and then simcha. When he said that, I leaned over to him and said that Rabbi Yehuda Asad, the author of the Shailos HaTshuvos, Yehuda Yale, writes that the difference between the two Pesukim is also that one says Yantif and one doesn't, but he says that's why the second Pasuk says Matanis Levyoinim, because money is Muktza on Yantif. So if it would have been Yantif, they couldn't make a Takana of Matanis Levyoinim. So in the first Pasuk, it doesn't say Matanis Levyoinim. Yishmak, right? And all this I was happy with, I was comfortable with, I was good, fine. Where I started to get a little queasy was when the Rosh Hashiva suggested that had it been a yomtiv with Isser Malacha, it would have been an even happier day. But Chazal decided to limit the happiness of the day to Mishta. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, and those of you that are in the Rosh Hashiva's chair could correct me, if I'm not mistaken, I think he said, because Akati Avdida Chashverish Anan. I think he said such a thing that is, the Gemara asks in Megillah why we don't say Halal on Purim. And the Gemara says that even though it's a tremendous simcha, Purim is a tremendous simcha, but akate avdei da'achashverish anan, we are still servants of Achashverish, it's still in Pasha Pshat and the Gemara is that there's still a certain seriousness, a certain soberness, to use a really bad word for this time of year, and that is that we are servants of Achashverosh, and therefore we don't want to go full out on Hallel. That we're not going to do. So it's a little bit of a, not the type of simcha that would have been had we gone back to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, my starting point is that my Messiah is that Purim is the absolute happiest day, unbridled, uncontrolled, without gvulim, the absolute, absolute happiest day. Mm-hmm. So you can understand my discomfort in hearing this description, but although it does seem to be based on a very valid Gemara, that there's a limitation in the Simcha of Purim, and come to think of it, this Gemara of Akate Avdei D'Achashverosh Hanan always concerned me. I felt like the Mesorah that we have on the explode. There's no place in our Avodah on Purim that we're told to limit. Adarabba, when it comes to drinking, it's more unlimited than any other day of the year. So, with limits, by the way, unlimited with limits. But the point is that there's more of a b'kiyad Hashem, like rachvus and giving and suda and so on, and to imagine that Purim we should like limit a little bit because we're still in Golus. I'm not seeing in the day what the Gemara is saying. So I want to share with you a ha'ara that I had once on Purim. I cannot tell you with absolute certainty if I was sober or not when this happened. But I think it's a good ha'ara nonetheless, okay? The ha'ara is as follows. So Esther has her second suda, Haman is there, and finally Achashverosh says, Esther, okay, it's already the second suda, what is going on, how can I help you? So Esther says, She'ilasi u'bakashasi. Achashverosh, my bakasha is that tinasein li nafshi b'she'elasi ve'ami b'vakashasi, please give me my nation. Because there's a horrific person who's planning to destroy lahashmid, la'aroig, la'abed. V'ilu la'avodim u'l'shvachis nimkarnu echarashti. If it was just to be servants, I wouldn't even say anything, but this enemy actually wants to destroy, he wants to kill out my nation. And Achashverosh replies, Mihu zev, yezehu, asher maloi liboy lasois kein. And Esther replies, Haman hara hazeh. And to make a long story short, Achashverosh goes out, he comes in, vayomer hamelech teluhu olav, they hang Haman. The first stage of the geula. As a reaction to that, Achashverosh on the spot, beginning of Perek Ches, gives a gift to, it's very interesting, we're not oimed on it in the story. You didn't learn this in elementary school. But he gives to Esther and to Mordechai the home of Haman. Do you realize there was real estate going on over here? He gives over. Bayoimahu, Nosan Hamelech Achashverosh LeEsther Amalka Es Beis Haman Tzoyer HaYehudim. And so on. Okay, but that's not the end of the story, because there was still a gzeirah to kill Al Klal Yisrael. So Esther's job was not done yet. So Esther goes back to Achashverosh. And Achashverosh once again sticks out his Sharvet Hazav. And then she says, Imal HaMelech Toiv, please send out a message to take back, to rescind the gzeira of killing the Jews on the 14th day of Adar. In her mind, it was going to be a peaceful day. Let's rescind the gzeira and life will go on. Achashverosh says, I'm going to send out a message that the Jews could also fight. The Jews could fight. Because once a decree comes out from the house of the king, ain lahashiv. You can't take back decrees. There's no rescinding. You can add to a law. You can't take back a law. Now, when you and I heard this we did learn in elementary school, we thought, okay, some kind of ancient weird law. It doesn't really make sense. I mean, even in this country, if there's a law and then the next person gets elected to president and he doesn't like it, so he rescinds the law. Or else we'd have tons of laws on top of the law, on top of the law, because he'd never take back a law. There's no such a thing. But still, Achashverosh says this seemingly unusual almost absurd sounding thing that I can't take back a law. I could only add another one. But all of this doesn't be pale to the kasha that I'm about to ask you. Esther comes to Ahasuerus and says, please take back the law, right? What's Ahasuerus' first response? No. I gave you Haman's house. I'm going to read it to you because you don't believe me. Okay? What does that have anything to do with anything? And you should write to Ksav that we cannot be taken back. And then they wrote this whole ksav that the Jews could defend themselves. Lamoy dal nafsham. So you gave Haman's house. What does that have to do with anything? Rabbi Yisai, I think that over here is the secret of Purim in these psukim. Esther goes to Ahasuerus, and perhaps she approaches the Melech Malchei Hamlachim as well, as we know is going on in the entire Megillah. And she says, Rabbeinu Shalom, please make this gzeira go away. Please take back this gzeira. Please roll it back. Rescind the gzeira. And the Melech says, I gave you the base Haman. Meaning that Esther was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take the bad away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you've gained too much from the bad for me to take it away. It doesn't work that way. When I give you a difficulty, when I give you a tzara, when someone goes through a stressful time or a difficult time or a nisayan, a challenge, something that they need to accomplish, yes, we may be asking Hashem, take it away. And it's okay to ask Hashem to take it away. But sometimes Hashem's answer is, look what happens when you overcome the challenge. Look what happens when you win the war. You end up with Beis Haman. You want me to go back in time? Hine beis Haman osati biyadcha. I gave you the house of Haman. All of the evil of Haman is now yours. All the power that Haman had that he perverted to use for tumah and for rishus is now in your possession. Because battling, fighting the good fight, is not just that you hope that in the end you'll end up where you started. No, once you fight the Yetzirah, you fight the enemy, you fight the fight that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you on, you go on the journey Hashem sends you on, you're never the same after that. You have the base Haman. You won a war. You carry something with you. For example, it's the beginning of Parashas Kisetze. The Pasuk says, Kisetze la melchama la yuvecho nesanay Hashem alakecha biyodecha v'shavisa shevyoi. I'm going to talk fast now. And the Svarim tell us, and Chazal tell us, and the Rishonim tell us, that Kisetze la melchama la yuvecho is hinting to us the big fight of our lives, and that's the fight with the Yetzirah. And if someone genuinely and authentically goes out to fight the Yetzirah, unesanay Hashem alakecha biyodecha, Hashem will give him over into your hands. But then the Pasuk ends, v'shavisa shivya, you'll capture captives. What is that? Say the Mefarshim, the Yetzirah took something from you. He took your creativity. He took your sense of humor, perhaps. He took your curiosity. He took your time. He took things away from you. And when you go fight with your Yetzirah and you win, you'll find Vishavisa, you'll capture captives. They were already captives because they were yours and they were captured. The Yetzirah was running around using your koichos to serve, to rebel against Hashem. And when you go out to war against the Yetzirah, you get it back. Vishavisa shivya. You end up with the base Haman. It's true that akate avdei d'Achashverosh anan, that when the story of Purim was over, they were still in Galus. And the truth is, as much as I started with this thing that I'm arguing with the Rosh Hashiva, of course, if you think about it, there's no argument at all. Because the facts of the matter are that in the begaloi of what happened, there was a limitation in the geula. They were still servants of Ahasuerus. And that's why we can't say halal, because halal is a begaloi simcha. But that doesn't mean that that's the end of the story. Because underneath the surface, there is an element of victory that could not happen in geula. And that is that we learned that Hashem is with us in Galus. Had we been in Geula, we would never know that Hashem is with us in Galus. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes in Galus. Akate avdei d'achashverish anan. You thought that Hashem throws you out into Galus, and when it's the right time, He will bring you home. But now you know that even when you're in Galus, Hashem is watching you. Even when you're in Galus, Hashem cares about you. Even in middle of the tzara, Hashem is loving you. Akate avdei d'achashverish anan is a reason not to have an outward simcha begalui, but it is a reason to have an even more profound simcha behester through the Megillah. And that's what I think the pshat is, that they didn't want it to be a day of simcha, they wanted the simcha to come out of the mishteh, because that's the whole lesson of Purim. Mishteh, that's how we got into this mess to begin with. We sit there making a mishteh, you ever realize how crazy that is? Would you want to do the thing that got us into the trouble to begin with? It doesn't make any sense. No, that's exactly what we want to do. Because mishteh brought us down because it was captured. Mishteh is a way that we could praise Hashem. Mishteh is a way that we could find true simcha. Mishteh is a way that we can engage in our tachlis. Mishteh is an opportunity. And Haman and Achashverosh took that from us. They took that away from us when they invited us to the Suda of Achashverosh. And now, Akate Avdi D'Achashverosh Anan, we sit down. It's not stam a ruchniyistik a simcha. That's like geula. No, we sit down with a piece of meat and a glass of wine, and we discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Gashmias, in the darkness, in the guf. We discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Akati Avdi D'Achashver Shanan, Mishteh V'Simcha. Many, many years ago, when I say many years ago, I mean in the neighborhood of 35 to 40 years ago, Mordechai Ben David put out a song, an English song, and the song, please tell me if you know it, the song has three parts, and each part starts with a pasuk in Eicha. Anyone? I wasn't expecting anyone to know it. So the song begins, Eicha yashvavodod ha'ira bosiyom ha'isa. And it goes through different things about the sadness of Galus, and each one, he goes, the chorus is, there once was a time when our music was real, and so on and so forth. And then it ends with, we're left with a wall, that is all. And then the last one, which is ends hopeful, is there will be a time, and it won't be too long. And it ends with, something that we have a wall that's not all. You know, that's the idea of the song. But the tune is nice. And the concept intrigued me of starting with Pesukim, but we're heading into Purim. So I was thinking to myself, well, actually there are some words in the Megillah that we start with an Eicha Tra. We do read some of the, anybody laying Megillah here? You laying the Megillah? Okay, so there are words in the Megillah that we do with Eicha Tra, right? So I wondered what would happen if we would start the song with Eicha Trup and end it with Megillah Trup. And we work through this journey. And the three parts of the song, the first one is the hopelessness that they felt in the beginning when they went into Galus, before the story of Achashverosh. When they went into Galus and they just felt thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. You know, the level of the depression and the sadness and the sense of Yish of Klal Yisrael was very, very low at that time. They just felt completely rejected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then they were invited to the Suda of Achashverosh. And in my song, the guy in my song, something happens to him, because this also was something that occurred to me once on Purim. And I suspect I wasn't so sober at the time, but I'm going to say it anyway. It occurred to me that we know that Achashverosh pulled out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash by that Suda, right? And we always imagine the callousness of the Jews there, that they were sitting and celebrating, and the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash are there. But I don't see it that way. I see that we showed up to the Suda of Achashverosh, and maybe we shouldn't have, and so on and so forth. But when we saw those kelim, we started crying. Because we knew that's where it's really at, is the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, I remember that Purim thinking to myself, that would have been a Yetzirah for me to go to the Suda of Achashverosh, to see the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. You know, the kelim, mikelim, shinim. So, and then finally, the understanding that although it's not yet time for the Geula, but something has changed. Things are not the way they were before. Hinei beis haman osati lefanecha. Things are not the way they were before. And I have a certain hopefulness of a v'nahapaychu, even as I wait for Mashiach to come. Okay? That's the thing. I'm going to sing it for you, which is not going to be easy, because it's not an easy song, and I'm going to be singing myself. But it is heading into Purim, and I'm not going to be spending Purim with you. So, it'll be your job to tell the Rosh Hashiva that I sat here and made a fool out of myself with Kavod Purim, even though I wasn't here on Purim. Deal?
I don't know if I'll say it like that.
By me, I didn't use the same chorus each time. I did three different choruses, but I repeated them. So there's like the pasuk, a paragraph, and then like the high-ish part. It changes without getting that much higher, which I then repeat twice. And then a pasuk, a paragraph, and then repeat twice, three times. You ready? Dovi, you nervous or excited?
Excited.
Okay, here we go. Asher eglo mirushalayim im agoylo asher hagliso im yechanya melech Yehuda asher eglo nevuchadnezar melech bavel for horse to roam far away from our home. We feel you've thrown us out, and we know what that's about. Your Torah we neglected, your Messiah we rejected. But now we're so alone, we want to shout. Hashem, bring us home, there's nothing for us here. Every time I remember, my eyes fill with tears. I'm barely surviving, I feel so alone. Tati, bring me home. Oh, Hashem, bring us home. There's nothing for us here. Every time I remember, my eyes fill with tears. I'm barely surviving, I feel so alone. Tati, bring me home. V'hashkois b'chlei zahav, v'chelim mikelim shoinim, v'yein malchus rav kiyad hamelech. I'm afraid that in the dark I've lost track of my spark. Somewhere I stopped to seek that which makes me unique. And while I was failing, I caught a glimpse of your kelim. I am up, I am ready to go home. The hard years of galus have taken their toll, but they didn't engulf me, I still have my soul. The harder they push me, the stronger I fight. I'm ready to end this long night. Oh, the hard years of galus have taken their toll, but they didn't engulf me, I still have my soul. The harder they push me, the stronger I fight. I'm ready to end this long night. Umardechai yotza milifnei amelech bilvush malchus techeles vachor v'aterezahav gidaylo v'sachrich botz v'argamon v'yoir shushan tzahalav v'someicha. Akatei avdei de'achashveiroi shanon. He doesn't know what that means. Oh, it means we have won. Hashem entered the darkness and held us so tight. Oh, we'll never lose that light, lose that light. Even when things are dark, so much pain and despair, it's just a mirage, there's really nothing there. Haman's a facade we've seen with our own eyes, it's really Hashem in disguise. Oh, the day's coming soon that we'll walk out that door. But even while we are here, it's not the same as before. They want to destroy us, yet we are joyous. V'nahapoichu, that's for sure. Oh, the day's coming soon that we'll walk out that door. But even while we are here, it's not the same as before. They want to destroy us, yet we are joyous. V'nahapoichu, that's for sure. It's not bad for a trip in from Waterbury. Yashikayach. If anybody wants a copy, you're welcome to. I made four copies if anybody wants.
My phone?
What?
If I scan one with my
phone? Two sides.
We also have a...
What?